What's up, y'all?
My future isn't determined by where I currently reside. Understanding your worth will put pride in your stride. I'm accountable to my call. There's no compromise. I set my own bar, and you better know it's set high.
It's giving what it's supposed to give. Ooh, stop playing with them. It's Black History Month, the month of celebrating Black people, Black culture, buying Black products, and truly understanding what you can do to learn, teach, or support the Black community. Listen, I personally love this month because if you don't know what any other time of the year, the month of February truly shows that Black people are the bomb. And our histories, our stories, our experiences run deep. So to you and to all, happy Black History Month. Y'all, welcome back to another episode of It's a Perspective. Y'all already know, it's your girl, Dashari. For the month of February, we are putting a spotlight on a Black woman who has shifted the way women stay hygienically sane during that time of the month. Not only for Black women, but women around the world. Miss Mary Beatrice Davison. The sanitary pad was developed by Miss Mary. Until sanitary pads were created, women use all kinds of fabrics to absorb menstrual flows. Miss Mary's invention was initially rejected. The first company that showed interest rejected it because of racial discrimination. The world had no choice. Her invention was way too important to be ignored. It was 30 years later when it was finally accepted in 1956. She received 5 patents for her household and other personal item creations. One of her inventions is the bathroom tissue holder, which she co-invented with her sister. I would like to say thank you, Miss Mary, for your contributions. And on behalf of women across the world, we truly appreciate you, sister. So, you know I have a reoccurring segment on my show, the fan favorite, That's My Jam. This is a phrase used when a person has a song they can't resist jamming, dancing, or singing to. I believe it is only right to start off the first Monday in February with this song.
Black, 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 black. Black on black, black, yeah, hey, okay, black, 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 black on black, black, my thoughts so black, black, black on black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking that black on black, is black.
Black rims on these black, black wheels in this black, black wheel with this black bitch, black, so black on black on black on black on
black, 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 black on black, black, my thoughts so black, black, black on black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking all black, everything is black.
Black rims on these black, black wheels black, in this black, black wheel with this black bitch, black, so black,
black, black, black, black, black, black, black, black. Black, black, black on black. Black, my skin is so black. Ooh, that man, y'all. Listen, that was Black by Buddy. I need somebody to talk black to me at that point. Yo, I don't think this song needs much explanation. This song, it just makes me feel so empowered, for the lack of better words. If we took the whole song away and we just listened to what he said, black, 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 black on black, black, my thoughts so black, 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 my skin is so black. Yo, I don't know what else needs to be said. No, this is everything and more that I feel sets the tone for how black this history month feels. However, I do want to address that the song has a couple of slurs in it. Of course, self-expression with the artist. He does call a woman a B-word in the song, and I didn't connect with that part, but you know, like I said, self-expression for the artist. But I don't want to take away what the song really is embodying, giving the black people courage to say, listen, I'm black, 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 so black. So that's what it's giving for this week's jam. So let's get into it. I think it's a shame that we can't truly see ourselves through the eyes of others. Because I believe if we could truly tap into the power we possess as people to understand who we are, I think we could be next level. But the reality is that we are with ourselves every day. We hear our thoughts. We know the deepest parts of ourselves. We live with us every second of every day. And most of the time, we don't get to see ourselves from the outside looking in. We typically view ourselves through mirrors or phones or the reflection at which is looking back at us. But I think to truly see yourself, you have to understand who you are. So my question to you is, do you see yourself? What does it mean to see? To see is, quote, to perceive with the eyes, discern visually, to discern or deduce mentally after reflection or from information, to understand, end quote. Wow, to understand. I don't know about you, but all this time I thought to see was to look. But they said to discern visually. Listen, you have to discern how you view you from the inside looking out. And if you don't know what discern means, it means to recognize. So essentially, I'm telling you, you better recognize who you are. But listen, with all of that being said, I don't believe it's a mistake that we aren't granted the ability to see ourselves outwardly. Although I feel it's a shame that we can't see ourselves from the outside looking in, I think that, like I said, it's not a mistake. I think that it could even potentially be a gift. See, but the getter is that the gift could be or could possibly not be for you. It could be for those around you or those you have impacted in any way. I know for many of us that we've been in situations where others are expressing the gratitude that they have for the gift that we possess. And if you know, like I know, most times you're really shocked and surprised at the amount of accomplishments or the list of things that you've done right in your life. And most importantly, you are surprised by the other person's awareness of your accomplishments. But honestly, this is just a reflection for you to understand that you are enough. Also, it's a reassurance that most of the things that you do in this world could be for you, but it could be meant for the good of inspiring someone else. Look at it from this perspective. If you could truly see yourself, you know that the work that you do makes a difference. Today's message was short and sweet, and this was intentional because honestly, the task of understanding you authentically is a task meant for you to challenge yourself daily. To be truthful, if you aren't consistently working on you every day, something is bound to be forgotten. The duty we have to ourselves is not always as easy as breathing or conceptually recognized as muscle memory. So be willing to understand the deepest recesses of your being. Take the compliments and the job well done as a nod to the work that you've done. And also know that the work you do could be for the benefit of helping someone through a hard time, to inspire them, or to simply let them know that they aren't alone in this world. So, the takeaway from today is to be bold enough to see yourself and all that you contribute to the world, even if it's being a good example for those you do or don't know. Before we get out of here, we've got mail. This person said that they would like to remain anonymous. So, they said, "Hey, Dashari. Sending love to you. Your show is amazing, and I'm always excited to see that notification on Monday because your messages help me through the week. However, I had a question from your last episode, Oh, So You're In Your Bag, that I think deserves your perspective. So you mentioned focusing on four bags. So how do I, or how do you, juggle keeping all your bags together? Thank you so much for this question, first and foremost. Juggling your bags can definitely be a task because all four steps are essential for you to wholly be in your bag. Step 1, your mental bag. Step 2, your spiritual bag. Step 3, your physical bag. And step 4, your financial bag. Although I would say the steps should be followed in order, I would also say separate your bags. Do what feels the most pertinent and totally get into that bag. So for instance, you take your mental bag, be totally steadfast in that bag, and then once you feel you have that in order, move on to your next bag. A piece of advice is that you have to be willing to continually be consistent with how you go about staying in your bag. This isn't like a game where you complete a level, because after all, the mastery of these bags means you have zero to learn, which shouldn't be the case. You always want to leave room to grow and expound upon, and continually have self-checks with making sure you are staying in your bag. Y'all, I appreciate you so much for sticking with me. If you would like to be featured on We Got Mail, email at itsaperspectivepodcast@gmail.com. Also, give us a follow on Instagram at itsaperspectivepodcast. Leave a comment, double tap, let me know that you're enjoying the show. Y'all, thank you so much. We've got so much in store for the month of February. I'm super excited. So stay tuned. I love y'all. Peace.